This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're over at discord.lrn.fm. You just hop into one of those, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And with you tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Me, the captain.
And me, Mark.
So, coming up here, lots to talk about. I've had a story about Uber. They're back in the news. There's another lawsuit, once again, that's been filed against them by some upset drivers who want to be considered employees rather than contractors. And this is a situation we've been following here on the show for years. I like what Uber and Lyft have done to upend the transportation business,
you know,
to challenge the taxi cab companies and bring some much-needed innovation into that space. Now, Captain Kickass, I know that you are from Seattle. Big cities like that, imagine they have quite a bit of Uber options.
Oh, yeah. The difference between, you know, Ubering around, you know, Keene or, you know, this area of New Hampshire.
And you've done both.
Ubering, yeah. And Ubering in Seattle is a significant difference. In Seattle, you can call up an Uber and it will literally be there in a minute.
Yeah, yeah.
Here, there's, you know, oftentimes a wait of a half hour,
an hour,
you know, that kind of thing. So,
yeah, I think the most I've ever seen on the app in Keene, New Hampshire, which is where we broadcast from, was two cars. I think that's all I ever saw. Because, you know, they show you where the cars are. There may be a third. I don't know. I don't know if it shows you. Does it show you the cars if there's someone in the car? Meaning, if there's a passenger, would it show you the car? Because I would think it wouldn't. I would think that it would show you only the cars
that are available. Right. That would be my guess, too. Yeah. But I don't know.
So if you want to comment, maybe you're an Uber driver and you have an opinion about whether or not you want to be considered a contractor or an employee, because it's back in the news after Uber has already fought against the state of California criminal gang, known as the state of California, on this particular issue. And in fact, there's even a different story that is related to this, that headline, Uber, Lyft, Postmates refuse to comply with California's gig economy law.
Nice.
So we'll get into that as well. But right now, from NBC News, a group of current and former Uber drivers are adding to the legal challenges facing the ride-hailing company with another lawsuit disputing their status as independent contractors. More than 30 current and former drivers were named as plaintiffs in a lawsuit filed last month in federal court in where in California? San Francisco.
Oh, of course.
Where a judge is already hearing at least one other proposed class action suit and threatens to upend the business model of Uber and gig work companies like it. The drivers allege that under California law, they should have been considered employees and not contractors, at least since a 2018 ruling from the California Supreme Court. That ruling, since written into law by the state's legislature, laid out the criteria for determining whether a worker is an employee or a contractor.
All right. And I'm curious as to what these employees that can show up anytime they want are hanging their hats on.
Yeah, well,
right.
Yeah, and when we talked about the California,
because it may be the very worst thing for these dudes if they become quote-unquote employees of Uber. Oh, yeah? Well,
now you got a schedule.
Your shift starts at 4 a.m.
Right. Right.
Well, and I can't think of a ride service, right? So I'm thinking taxi cabs. I'm thinking town cars, you know, like the classy ride to the airport type thing, limousines.
Right.
I can't think of any of them in which they are really employees, with the exception of maybe like shuttle drivers for like the hotels.
I'm pretty sure the kind of cab companies have employees around here.
My understanding, well, I don't know about
the drivers.
Here, but generally the drivers have to...
Are renting the car, you mean?
Either lease or purchase the car through the taxi company. And then my understanding is that they are then contractors until they pay the lease off.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm judging that based on having seen some advertisements to hire drivers around here, but maybe they're averaging out the cost and they're averaging out the pay and they're calling that you'll make $10 an hour or $11 an hour.
Right.
Maybe it's not an hourly employee thing. Maybe you're right. Maybe they are leasing those cars.
I'd be curious to hear from somebody who's, you know, done taxi cab driving. You know what?
Well, Mark has.
Have you?
Yeah, I've driven a cab, but I wouldn't know whether I was a contractor or an employee.
Were you paying to lease the car?
I was getting half of the meter and then whatever tips I had. So
that could be a con. Well, were they telling you when to show up?
They were trying, but I would leave. I had made a different deal. So they wanted you to be on these 12-hour shifts. So start at 8 and get off at 8 and that kind of thing. And that wasn't my arrangement at all. So the dispatchers were usually pretty huffy with me because I'm like, I'm done. And on the other hand, you know, so what? It wasn't the deal I made.
Well, and maybe it varies from state to state, too, right? Maybe, you know, taxi cab operation, you know, laws and
that kind of thing,
you know, are different.
So the lawsuit asks for a class action status. It says the class may be more than 50,000 people who have worked for Uber since the law was signed, although the size and makeup of any class action must be determined by a judge. The drivers allege they have little of the independence that would characterize contract work. Christine Tringali says, "We live in constant uncertainty. Uber controls almost every aspect of our jobs, but doesn't care enough about our lives to give us the basic benefits most employees take for granted," she said. Well, it's because you're not an employee. You know, part of the deal with the contractor is you don't get any of that stuff. You're responsible for fending for yourself.
Now, you were an Uber driver at one point.
For a short period of time, until local haters got me kicked out.
Right. So...
I was a 5-star, by the way.
You can speak to what it was like to do this particular job.
Yeah.
What, what about it was like a job versus a contractor position?
Well, having not really had a lot of official contractor positions in my life, you know, I would say it's very different. I mean, you pointed out, you show up when you want to show up.
I think that's a very important aspect.
That's a huge aspect.
Is that you're not an employee if you're setting your own hours.
I'm using my own vehicle, so I'm using my own tool, right? That's
right.
Another key difference between a contractor and an employee is the employee shows up and expects to have whatever they need to do the job provided by their employer.
Right.
They don't. The employer doesn't tell you to show up with your hammer and your, you know, axe or whatever it is that your tools are. In this case, if you don't have a car, you don't get the contract. They're not going to work with you. They don't have a fleet. Not yet. Now, eventually, Uber is expecting to have a fleet of automated cars that will be computer-driven, and then they won't need human beings anymore.
Yeah, and then the cars won't be employees. They'll just be assets.
They're just tools, yeah. Capital assets. It's quite different. And they incentivize, of course, the contractors by offering better pricing during busy times, for instance. So if, you know, you're in Seattle and there's some, what is it, the Seahawks, I guess, in Seattle, if there's some football game or some big convention or something like that that comes to town.
The hipster convention.
Whatever it is, they know.
Espresso sipping hipster convention.
And they know, and they'll send, they'll set a certain, like, zone of extra pay, right? What do they call it? Surge pricing.
Yeah, surge pricing. So, you can actually create your own surge here in using Uber. So if you go on Uber and nobody's available, and then you check back on it and nobody's still available,
mm-hmm.
and then you check back on it and nobody's still available, you will create your own surge. And then somebody.
The market's so small.
Yeah, and then somebody will eventually jump on
in.
Because they get alerts through the app that say,
right.
Hey, there's a surge,
yep.
Right? So, yeah, I did that one time on purpose.
Very cool. And it got you the ride.
It got me the ride.
You had to pay more for it, though.
I had to pay more for it.
Was it a 2X surge? Did it tell you what it was?
I don't remember. Yeah.
Because it does inform the rider. It says, hey, you're going to pay twice as much.
Well, and the driver was like, oh, she's like, I don't know what's going on right now, but there is a surge in this area. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I just need a ride.
Yeah. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number if you want to join us here. So we'll talk more about this, you know, situation in California. Again, it's being reported that Uber and Lyft are refusing to comply with the California gig economy law, and that's what is creating this lawsuit here. These people are mad. They are, you know, the government passed the thing. You need to do the things they say. Well, Uber's argument and Lyft's argument is, well, it still doesn't apply to us. Whatever this stuff they put in there doesn't apply to us. We're coming up here. Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com. I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free here, bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're over at discord.lrn.fm. And joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
It is I, the captain.
And Mark.
By the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by local.bitcoin.com, the newish website launched over the summertime. Of course, bitcoin.com has been around for a long time. Great place to go to learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin. And, you know, kind of get the basics or maybe get the latest news headlines from their news site. Or now you can go to local.bitcoin.com where you can buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods. And you can do it easily, globally, and private. That's what's most important about local.bitcoin.com. There are no identification requirements to sign up for the site. And communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. So get started trading Bitcoin Cash, buy or sell, over there at local.bitcoin.com. I do recommend if you are going to be selling, make sure you do your due diligence so you know what the risks are of using certain electronic payment methods out there, because there are risks involved. If you're looking to lower your risk as a buyer, make sure you buy from people that have a reputation, like our very own Aria Demetso, who is, I believe, still the top seller on the site. She's a great choice. So head over there to local.bitcoin.com. As we continue talking about the latest lawsuit, just one of a myriad that, of course, Uber has been facing across the planet, they've been up against various different hostile governments, hostile taxicab companies and the taxicab lobby, even the taxicabbies themselves physically attacking ride-sharing drivers in the streets, running them off the road, smashing their taillights. There's just been all kinds of negativity towards these guys. And now, of course, there's, you know, a lot of lawsuit kind of action here. In this case, it's California, once again, where about 30 drivers, some of them current, some of them former. It doesn't say how many are in which category. But these people are saying, we're employees. You treat us like we're employees. We're employees. And Uber is saying, no, we don't think so. The lawsuit's seeking class action status. This story from NBCNews.com. Uber didn't comment to NBC News for the story, but the company has said that it believes that it can lawfully continue with a business model in which drivers are not considered employees, despite the new California law known as AB5. And we'll talk more about that coming up here in moments. The company has said that it's offering improved benefits, such as sick leave. I'm not sure exactly how that works. If your drivers are contractors, curious to know about that, and implementing a, quote, guaranteed minimum earning standard, unquote, while also arguing that drivers are not core to its app-based business.
It just sounds to me like 30 people are just crying. That's really what it
does. How can drivers not be core to their business?
I don't know. That's we don't get the actual statement from Uber here, so you know maybe there'll be more in the next story about that.
But the name ride sharing suggests that I'm going from one location to another,
right?
And this service is going to help me find somebody who's going my way. I've never seen that as part of the Uber thing. Now, it may be, but
you mean just somebody who happens to be going the same direction?
Right. I've never seen that sort of, let's share a ride.
Mm-hmm. I've seen it, but not in the Uber capacity, right? I used to work in an office building near a freeway, and folks would wait at the bus stop, not for the bus, right, the bus on the freeway, but for somebody who needed to pick up the appropriate amount of passengers
for the HOV lane.
For the HOV lane, and stop and just pick them up to get across the bridge using the HOV lane. So that was ride sharing without the app.
I think that's brilliant.
Well, hold on. There is the Uber option where you can allow other riders to come into your ride. There is that.
Now, you mean the when you have that sort of shared ride thing?
Yeah.
What I mean is that Uber is much more like a taxi cab service than it is like a ride sharing service.
Well, I mean, technically Uber is.
They would deny
app,
that.
Right?
Uber would say that they are a matchmaker.
They're an app.
So
but they're
bringing
not. They're, I mean, that's...
But that is essentially what they do. That's the core of their business.
I disagree with their statement that, drivers are not core to their business. While cars still have drivers...
I agree with you that. Yeah.
Drivers are core to their business.
Yeah, I don't know what that's supposed
to be. I would say that the terminology ride-sharing is a brilliant bit of subterfuge, because if I were sharing a ride, say, when I leave the studio and head home... I'm not interested in somebody who's going north when I'm going south.
Mm-hmm.
That's not ride sharing. A taxi cab, on the other hand, will take you where you want to go. So if you're going north, sure, ring, ring, let's go. The meter's down, let's go north, and I'll drop you off, because that's what I do for work and money. But if I'm a ride sharing, all I'm looking to do is share the cost of gasoline from here to there.
Right.
Oh, all I have to do is go slightly out of my way to drop you off in your driveway. There you go. Have a nice evening. Thanks so much for the little bit of dough, because this ride home would have cost me, I don't know, 37 cents in fuel, and... with you along, I have now actually made, it's $1.25. I've made almost a buck by going home. That would be ride sharing, to my definition of what ride sharing is. Now, I would say that these taxi cab drivers that work for Uber, which is a taxi cab app, are contractors working for a taxi cab app, and that when Uber tells little fibs, they look like little fibbers. And they shouldn't little fib, because that's what happens.
Well, but you don't want to use the term taxi. You don't want to use the term taxi cab. These are legal terms, and they've been defined in law. And it would be very stupid for Uber to use those terms.
Under that situation, they would have to come up with their own
term. They're a matchmaker is what they are. They're different than the taxi cab company in that, they're still centralized. You know, it still requires Uber as a central corporation to make sure that these matches get made. But ultimately, you have a pool of drivers who are willing to drive. And some of them are logged in, some of them aren't, right? Like Captain Kick-Ass, sometimes people get the heads up. You were talking about that earlier, and then they come in and they serve the demand. And then there's a pool of potential riders, and all the app does is it connects one to the other, and it services the driver by providing payment methods, so the driver doesn't have to have his own credit card, contract with the merchant services and
carry
all that.
Carry cash and all
that. Yeah,
right.
So that's all they really ultimately do. Although certainly the drivers that are upset here would like you to believe differently and would very much like Uber to be considered a taxi cab company, even though they just don't operate the way taxi cab companies traditionally have operated. Taxi cab companies have a fleet. They
right.
set, they have drivers who are very specific on at specific times and all.
In say New York City, the taxi cab company may not have a fleet. They may have owners with separate medallions, so they may not own the taxis.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So what's the benefit to the owner of joining the company then? Just to get rides? They sort of the dispatcher?
Yeah, they
basically.
Get rides. Yeah, sure.
So I did find the Uber press release here, since we were wondering what exactly was that, Uber had to say. And this is from Tony West, Uber's chief legal officer, during a call with the media. This is after the California law, Assembly Bill 5, passed the California Senate and passed the Assembly. He says that, they got a new progressive framework that establishes a guaranteed, for the first time ever, a guaranteed minimum earnings standard that would provide stability for drivers while allowing them the flexibility to earn more and work whenever, wherever, and for whomever they choose. So I don't know what that means. We'll see if we can find out more about this minimum earnings standard. Guaranteed minimum earnings standard. 855-450, free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. In my lab, I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. As a scientist, I know that Balance of Nature works.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Roughly a dozen GOP senators want to change the Senate rules and allow for lawmakers to dismiss articles of impeachment against President Trump before the House sends them over. Republican Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri introduced the legislation, arguing the Senate's impeachment rules did not envision a scenario where the House would delay transmitting articles of impeachment against the president, as Speaker Nancy Pelosi has done.
Nancy Pelosi is trying to run the Senate. She is trying to be the leader of the Senate and control what we do. She is trying to prevent a trial. And the bottom line is, that's not what the Constitution says.
Hawley speaking there on Fox News, and former National Security Advisor John Bolton says he would testify if subpoenaed in President Trump's impeachment trial. In his statement, Bolton said he made the decision with careful consideration. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You may join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Maybe you are a worker in the ride-sharing or gig economy. You have some opinions about the direction things are going, the direction some of these Uber drivers are trying to make things go by filing lawsuits against Uber, again out in California, which is definitely a weak point. The Californian government certainly is likely to take the side of these people who are filing the suits. They've already passed a law.
Right. It's almost as if California wants to drive more people out.
Yeah.
You know, we're so productive. I think we just eclipsed France as most productive, or seventh most productive or something like that, you know, on the planet. Well, why not just go drive some of these really successful businesses out of our state and make sure that some people who are marginally employed are even worse off?
Well, that's what it'll come down to. And we've seen this happen before in Austin, for instance, where Uber and Lyft both decided they weren't going to be working in Austin after Austin passed a particularly oppressive set of rules for those companies. They said, all right, well,
I don't think California thinks they can do it to them.
Mm-hmm.
They can do it to Austin, but they can't do it to us.
I don't know. They've got 75 million riders. So,
in the United States or globally?
Globally, yeah. 3 million drivers and 75 million riders.
Can they afford to lose California?
I don't see why not.
LibertyCon is a unique Liberty convention happening in April. It's the 3rd through the 5th, so go ahead and mark your calendar for that. It's happening in D.C., and if you want to network with more than 70 pro-Liberty organizations, this is going to be the place to do it because there's a bunch of people that will be attending this, not just organization-wise, but speakers. There's going to be some great speakers like John Mackey, the Whole Foods CEO and co-founder, Vernon Smith, who is a winner of the Nobel Prize in Economics, Miriam Issa, pop culture expert with over 300 million YouTube views, and Nassim Nicholas Taleb, who happens to be the author of The Black Swan. You can learn more about the event by going to LibertyCon.com. That's LibertyCon.com, and you can use code FTL to save $10 on your registration. Shockingly affordable event, by the way. It's like, I think it's $99 for the regular ticket price, and so you knock $10 off of that by using code FTL. And if you're a student, you get half-price tickets, if you're a student, which is pretty sweet. Plus, they've got travel scholarships available for students, which means if you can't afford to get there, they're going to help you with that. So once again, LibertyCon.com. Discount rooms are there at the Marriott Marquis. And you can, again, save $10 with code FTL. It's April 3rd through the 5th, and Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the event. So I'm looking here at this Uber press release about the California law. Now, this came out in September of 2019. And they say that they're establishing for the first time ever a guaranteed minimum earnings standard that they say would provide stability for drivers while allowing them the flexibility to earn more and work whenever, wherever, and for whomever they choose. I still don't know what they're talking about. I did search for guaranteed minimum earnings standard, put quotes around it, right, on Google to see, all right, well, you know, Uber, what, you know, where is this explained? Is there some sort of, page on their website that explains what it means to have a guaranteed minimum earnings standard? And I have yet to been able to find it. If you want to weigh in, though, if you're working for Uber, maybe they've sent you like a memo or something that explains what this is. Is it where they say, well, if you're logged into the app in a city like Seattle for, 3 hours, we guarantee you'll get this many rides or something like that? I just don't even know what that could mean because they can't really easily guarantee a certain number of rides because one of the difficulties that Uber drivers face in a marketplace where there's a ton of Uber drivers is if there's too many drivers and not enough riders, then you're not going to get as many rides, because they hand out the rides to the drivers based on proximity. So whoever is the closest driver gets the call to whoever that is. The only way you won't get the call is if your rating is in the tank. Right. So if you're not doing well on ratings, they might. So like if I'm a 5-star driver and you're a 4-star driver, Captain, maybe they'll give me
the ride. You got the one more star.
Even if I'm a little further away,
right.
Because I know that if you hit like 3.5 stars, they knock you off the system.
Right.
Like you can't go below a certain rating and keep driving.
Jeez. Right. It's like that episode of Black Mirror, right?
Your rating's
not high enough. Oh, dude.
I've heard it's a really good show, though.
Yeah. What if somebody just gives you a 1-star,
Well, sorry. That's not going to be good for you.
It's not going to be good.
So, if you've got enough rides under your belt, 1-star isn't going to take you down. But if it's your first, if it's your first week, then...
Sometimes you just meet a-holes in life.
Right.
So out of the, millions of drivers that Uber has, connected to their app, these 30 people somehow, have a I don't understand the problem they have that they're trying to fix.
They want benefits. That's what these 30 people who are suing Uber.
Go get a job if you don't understand.
But that's it. They want a gig where they can set their hours and get benefits.
Starbucks will give you benefits with 20 hours a week.
I mean, if you don't understand how the app works, then get the heck off the app. But there's no reason to involve the government in, your quibble about what you want.
Oh, but there is a reason, because the government is a criminal gang that will use violence. And they can get their way if they get the government on their side.
Well, right. I mean, we know, the old adage, the gun in the room, right?
Exactly.
And so now, somebody else is pointing the gun at other people to try and get their way. Right, but the app isn't broken. Nothing is broken. They signed up to be an Uber driver. They agreed to the terms and conditions when they signed up.
That's the most offensive part about it, is you agreed to this.
Yes.
You came in, you asked, hey, I want to be part of this thing. Okay, here's our terms. All right, that sounds good. probably didn't read them, but they went ahead and signed them.
Well, they had an idea what the terms were when they signed up and got paid the first gig and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Nobody signs up for Uber thinking, well, I'm going to get benefits. I'm going to get paid hourly.
Yeah.
I'm going to show up whenever I want.
Yeah, I wasn't going to Uber, but I decided I wanted the guaranteed minimum income and the benefits that it supplies.
Yeah.
I wanted to be first considered as one of the people who's going to be able to go fly to Mars. Like I said, this has nothing to do with it.
Ronald Zambrano.
I want to make sure everybody knows that Harambe didn't kill himself.
Ronald Zambrano, who's one of the attorneys who filed the suit, said these drivers have devoted their efforts to making Uber the powerhouse it is today. If Uber won't treat its drivers the way they deserve...
These 30 drivers in particular.
Then the well, there's another one, too. There's two suits now in California.
This okay, 60 drivers then.
Then the court needs to step in and enforce the law, he says. The outcome of the litigation could have far-reaching consequences as other states, including New York, are considering whether to take up legislation similar to the new law in California. And New York City and New York have not been friendly to Uber either, putting in, I think it's like certain minimum charges or something like that. I know Captain Kickass, there's news out of Seattle that they're raising the minimum tax. There's like a per-ride tax in Seattle on Uber that they're like doubling or something like that. So it is just not easy for these guys to do this business. But, thankfully, they're not just bending over. That's one of the things that I do like about them, is that they will fight. And that's probably one of the reasons why they're not a profitable company, is because they've just poured, I don't know how many millions of dollars into attorneys.
Right, yeah.
According to, sorry, at NPR, they are now refusing to comply. And there's a new law that has gone into effect that is supposed to make it harder for companies to hire workers as contractors, but gig companies like Uber, Lyft, and food delivery platform Postmates are refusing to reclassify their fleet of drivers as employees. Supporters of Assembly Bill 5 say companies have been exploiting contract workers for years because they aren't considered employees who get benefits like health coverage and workers' compensation.
Yeah, so just, you know, real quick, the difference between the contractor and the employee is where does the responsibility fall, right? If you're a contractor and you take on a job as a contractor, you have more responsibility, right? You know, file your own taxes, you know, all that kind of thing, and take that on. As an employee, you are getting absolved of responsibility, and I'm real tired of folks pointing the gun of government at other folks to be less responsible.
Yeah, I mean, it's frustrating, these stories, and we'll continue here because now this story is about how they're refusing to comply with the law. Well, Uber and Lyft, they're saying it doesn't apply to us. It's not like, you know, we're refusing to comply with it. It's just our interpretation of what you've written is that we still don't, you know, fall under the jurisdiction. We're coming up.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
The artist currently known as Captain Kickass.
And Mark.
All right, so it looks like Mortified Penguin, who is, I believe, a either former or current Uber driver or Lyft and Uber, he says the rules are region-specific to Uber, age of car, minimum ratings, etc. I guess what he's talking about is what it takes to be on the road for Uber there. So I guess what I really want to know is, you know, what are they saying to the drivers? Maybe you're not finding out because he's in Virginia, so they may have only sent out what this guaranteed minimum standard, earning standard or whatever is. Maybe that only went out to the California drivers and they didn't send that out nationwide. But we're looking at not only the lawsuits that Uber has been facing, but this new law in California, Assembly Bill 5, that just went into effect. According to NPR, it went into effect last week, so Wednesday. And they say that it's supposed to make it harder for companies to hire workers as contractors, but Uber and Lyft and other companies like Postmates are refusing to reclassify their drivers as employees. Supporters of the bill say the companies have been exploiting contracted workers, which, hey, it's not exploitation if they put an agreement in front of you and you voluntarily choose to sign it.
Right. Now, well, it is if you're a lawyer.
Sure. Well, this is it's about the public, you know, viewpoint, right? They want to manipulate public opinion on this. So using words like exploiting,
it's more important.
Really, yeah, makes it sound bad. Now, look, like I said, I don't defend Uber on all their practices. I'm certainly not happy with how they treated me personally, but even if that hadn't happened, I'd still have my critiques of them.
Right.
One of the things they did right when... it wasn't long after I started, was they cut the rate from 80% to 75%. So it used to be that you got 80% of the fare as the driver. 20% went to Uber to pay for their lawyers, and you know, and 80% went to the driver. Well, that changed to 75%. Now, that may have dropped since then. It may be 70 now. I don't know what it is. But now you could argue that, well, that's not what I contracted for. Okay, walk away.
Right, yeah.
If they didn't, if they changed the rules on you, which they have the right to do based on their terms of service, right? All corporate terms of service are the same. They all have that you know, paragraph that says that we can modify our terms of service any old time we want. We just have to give you notice. And some of them, they even say, we don't even have to give you notice.
Yep.
Anybody who hires contractors can cut the rate they're giving contractors.
Right. At the end of the contract.
Well,
or if it's in the middle of the contract, if they have the right to do that.
Right. If they, right. they you know, tell them. Yeah.
Yeah. Newspaper delivery was, at least where I grew up, you know, largely contractor-based.
Sure.
Right.
So, I think that's true here, too.
Relay delivery is right. I'm not talking about, you know, the kid doing his paper out. I'm talking about, you know, getting thousands of newspapers between cities and, you know, delivered to
grocery
stores.
Oh, wow. Big time.
And that
yeah.
kind of stuff. But that's all. I mean, some folks would form their own company, and then they'd be an independent company that contracts to the newspaper company to deliver said periodicals to whatever destinations are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's fine. And I'm actually, I wonder what's preventing that from happening on the Uber. If you're a contractor, could you start your own, you know, Ian's transportation business and then contract through Uber to do ride delivery as a business rather than an individual?
Yeah, I don't
probably
know.
Probably not as a business, but you could probably try to start your own transportation service and then allow your drivers to do that. I don't know how you would get money out of
them,
though.
Yeah, it'd be tough. And again, as you pointed out, Uber has so many drivers. They don't have a problem with supplying drivers
right.
in most places.
Yeah.
So
yeah, the app is definitely not broken.
Yeah,
it's working quite well.
So whether
well.
They would want to bother trying to negotiate with some business to provide them with more drivers, I'm sure their perspectives would be like, yeah, we got plenty of drivers. We don't need you.
Yeah, and that's a, you know, the fundamental difference, at least to me, or the freedom that you get with being a contractor is that you can walk away.
That's what I'm saying. And it's not like they're going to change your rate during the ride, okay? They're going to give you notice, and they're going to say, all right, well, it was 80%. It's going down to 75% at the end of this month. So if you want to keep riding with us, then you're agreeing to those new terms. Otherwise, have a nice day. Thanks for your service.
The last time you log out of Uber can be the last time you log out of Uber.
Right.
You don't have to go back the next time.
They might tempt you back with, you know, surge pricing or something like that, but
yeah, dear,
that's your choice.
Dear 30 people of this lawsuit, you know, there are multiple methods for getting things done, right? Not everything has to be done the same way, right? So, you know, you can earn money by starting a business. You can earn money by
go start your own taxi company.
You can earn money by being an employee. These are all options for you, depending on what's best for you and your circumstances. You don't like the way a certain organization is handling how that's done, go find an organization that lives up to your standards or that, you know, gives you the things you want.
But that's, you know, that's the way we think about these things. Like, hey, you don't like it? Get out there and compete. Get out there and create a better thing. But these people are,
and
they just want to sue, and force companies to behave in the way they want to.
And getsell411.com did go out and create a better thing. There's a better rideshare app out there. It's just that for whatever reason, Uber's got the lion's share and Lyft has the next bit. And
well, here's the reason. Uber and Lyft had a huge venture capital laid into them. And they, you know, were first to market.
Right.
Right. So
Toyota gave Uber like $500 million.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Invested.
So,
well, right. And what Uber did very wisely, and I think Lyft did something similar, was they would give you your first ride free, just like a drug dealer. You know, first hit's free. They gave you the first ride free.
Just take a hit. Just one time.
As long as it's beneath like 20
bucks.
Where
are these drug dealers to give away free drugs?
That's what they said back in the day.
I know. That's what they told us.
It's a good, you know, it's a good plan, right? You want to get your customers acclimated to your product, your service in this particular case. Give them a good experience. And you know, I had a good experience the first time I was an Uber rider. I imagine you did too, Mark. I think we probably took it together in like Austin or something like that. At one point. It was like, yeah, car's clean.
In the big city, nice. I loved Uber, man. Yeah. You know, it was great.
That's pretty much all we do now, with the exception of at certain airports where
you have to get the
kind of like have to take a taxi, or they make it like super difficult to get an Uber.
It just costs less.
Yeah.
That's the reason I
sometimes
do it.
Wait, Uber costs less or taxis?
Yeah, Uber costs less.
So
I would do taxis if I thought I was going to get that level of service. That price and responsiveness, if I thought it was anywhere there.
Yeah.
The last time I called a taxi on my own without being in an airport with you, I had to sit out in the cold for 45 minutes. I called back. I'm waiting. And like, oh, you were serious?
Yeah.
You're like, hey, they never came and got me.
Yeah, the only time I'll take a taxi at an airport is if they're there right then and Ubers are not around.
Right.
You know, like there's a taxi guy waiting for you. All right, fine. I got to get to the hotel or whatever.
The average Uber driver earns $364 a month.
Well, okay, average, right? So, but what about the median?
Right, so there's a bunch of people who are doing part-time, right? So
yeah,
right. I mean, you know, if I feel like working one Saturday a month, then I'm pulled into the average.
How many hours? That's really the question. Of the $300-something dollars, into how many hours are they making that? Supporters of this bill, again, are accusing the ride-sharing companies of exploiting their workers. The law touches many industries, from trucking to tech to certain medical professions. AB 5 does include certain carve-outs for professions such as dentists and attorneys. Interestingly, okay, surprise, the gig attorneys have decided they need a carve-out to be exempt from this bill. Democratic Assemblywoman Lorena Gonzalez says misclassification is a problem throughout the economy, but she zeroed in on gig companies during last year's legislative session. Quote, the same week that workers had to go on strike because their per mileage fee was being cut, an investor was celebrating his $30,000 investment that became $120 million in one day, she said, during a debate on the assembly floor shortly after Lyft went public, saying further, something is wrong with the way that we've allowed these companies to operate, unquote.
Okay, so the investor who made a bunch of money is, investing based on price of the stock. That doesn't have anything to do with how things are doing. Maybe the stock's overvalued. I have no clue. Is she going to be out there advocating for a wage cut for the workers when the price of this stock
tumbles?
Cuts in half?
The legislation codifies a ruling from the California Supreme Court that established a new test for classifying workers. So for a long time, there's been like a national standard, and you can look it up. Like there's a certain, I don't remember what the test is called, but there's like a standard test of, okay, does the person set their own hours? Yes. Okay, that person's likely a contractor. Is the person using their own tools? Yes. Okay, that person's likely a contractor. And then, you know, there's other things as well. There's
right.
like a few different points. I don't have them all in my head. But there's a new test in California. Gonzalez says she hopes city attorneys and the state attorney general will hold gig companies responsible if they do not comply with the law. Uber and Lyft declined the interview, but they and other gig companies have developed a multi-pronged strategy to avoid complying with the new law. And so we'll talk about that. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like free. Freedom. You can bring up what you want. Plus, we get the chance. The selective service is back in the news and potential for a draft. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale, totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.